You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
a sugary smooth way to open a new hour of Neon Jazz. That was tenor saxophonist Eddie Lockjaw Davis with the tune Foremost on a 2008 reissue called Very Saxy. Lockjaw played with Cootie Williams, Louis Armstrong, Count Basie, among many others. He played in the swing, bop, hard bop, Latin jazz, and soul jazz genres. Some of his recordings of the 1940s also could be classified as rhythm and blues. Over the years, he recorded as a leader and a member of many outfits, playing with folks like Fats Navarro, Al Haig, Sonny Stitt, and Johnny Griffin. A big moment came for him in 1973 when he played with Ella Fitzgerald at the Newport Jazz Festival live at Carnegie Hall on the song Young Man with the Horn. Ella vaulted him up on the charts. Thanks for joining me. This is your jazz host, Joe Domino, taking you into a new hour of jam-up cool cats making solid tunes. Coming to you from a town synonymous with all things jazz, Kansas City, Missouri. Featuring musicians like Cab Calloway, Louis Armstrong, Miles Davis, and much, much more. Up next on Neon Jazz is percussionist Brandon Draper with the tune Solace. Since moving to KC back in 2006, he has quickly become one of the most sought-after musicians in the United States. In addition to being on the music faculty at the University of Kansas, he performs with Quixotic, Flamenco Mio, Brandon Draper Group, and Free Band Radio. Another cat keeping the modern KC scene a rich one. Once again, this is Brandon Draper with the tune Solace. Thank you.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. That was jazz alto saxophonist and Iowa native Dick Oates with the tune Dues in D Minor off his 2008 album Gratitude. He became interested in saxophone due to his father, Jack Oates, and to this day, he still plays on the same Selmer Mark VI alto saxophone his father gave to him. He attended Drake University before beginning his professional career in Minneapolis back in 1972. And in 1977, he joined the Thad Jones, Mel Lewis Big Band. He began releasing his own CDs in the 90s and has been a faculty member at the Manhattan School of Music since 1989. Oates' work on the reeds became visible while he fronted for the crossover jazz group Film and the BBs in the 80s and 90s. I was tipped off to his music by a talented local sax man, David Shale, who is a part of the Kansas City Jazz Symphony. He said that Mr. Oates was his hero. Another word-of-mouth gem here on Neon Jazz. Up next on the big show is a song off the digitally remastered 2007 album, The Joe Jones Trio, with the song Little Susie.
Neon Jazz.
That was New Orleans clarinetist Pete Fountain with the tune A Closer Walk with Thee. Pete's clarinet work is noted for its sweet, fluid tone. He has recorded over 100 LPs and CDs under his own name, some in the Dixieland jazz style, many others with only peripheral relevance to any type of jazz. His name was originally Pierre Dewey LaFontaine Jr., a name his father later changed to Peter Dewey Fountain. His early claim to fame was being hired to join the Lawrence Welk Orchestra, where he became well known for his many solos on ABC's The Lawrence Welk Show. Fountain was rumored to have quit when Welk refused to let him jazz up A Christmas Carol. In an interview, Fountain said he left Welk because champagne and bourbon don't mix. Pete is the founder and the most prominent member of the Half-Fast Walking Club, one of the best-known marching crews that parade in New Orleans on Mardi Gras Day. The party is in his blood indeed. Let's move into a big jazz sound next on Neon Jazz with the big band orchestra leader from the 1930s and 40s, Mr. Russ Morgan, with the tune Poor People of Paris. That was band leader Cy Zentner with the Grammy Award-winning 1961 song, Up a Lazy River. Cy played piano since the age of 4 and picked up the trombone a few years later. He attended college for music and had intended to pursue a career in classical music, but he became more interested in pop music. Cy played in the bands of Les Brown, Harry James, and Jimmy Dorsey in the 40s, then moved to L.A., where he worked as a studio musician. While in L.A. with MGM, he was involved in the music for the films Singin' in the Rain and A Star is Born. Cy was voted the best big band for 13 straight years. Cy's success was thoroughly unusual. He had a thriving big band going at a time when big band music was, for the most part, on the wane. Your Penicillin was an accident as well. Up next on Neon Jazz is a musician that comes from a rich legacy of jazz in the bloodline. Here's saxophonist, composer, and bandleader Branford Marsalis with the 2009 song Jabberwocky. Thank you.
Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was pianist, composer, and arranger Marty Paich with the 1957 song Nice and Easy off the album The Picasso of Big Band Jazz. His earliest music lessons were on the accordion and thereafter on the piano. By the age of 10, he had formed the first of numerous bands, and by the age of 12, was regularly playing at weddings and similar affairs. Later on in a career which spanned half a century, he worked with such artists as Frank Sinatra, Barbara Streisand, Ella Fitzgerald, Ray Charles, Stan Getz, Michael Jackson, and many others. Yet another prominent face out there in the jazz crowd. Let's switch up things a bit here on Neon Jazz with the New Orleans Dixieland sound. Here's Kansas City's very own The New Red Onion Jazz Babies with Zacatecas March, performed live in 2004 at the Lake Ozark Dixieland Jazz Festival.
Thank you.
That was hard bop jazz trumpeter Alfonso's son Dizzy Reese with the 1954 tune I'll Close My Eyes off the album Starbright. The Jamaican-born Dizzy had a distinctive sound and compositional style. Taking us out of this episode of Neon Jazz are the keys of Mr. Steve Allen with Lola's Theme. Yeah, that's right. The original host of The Tonight Show was also a talented musician. It is that time for us to bid you a farewell, and thanks for tuning into a show featuring the best from one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend and show engineer, Mr. John Christopher.
Hey!
Want something you aren't getting from our program? Or maybe you want to let us know how we're doing around here? Contact us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. It is that time for us to bid you a fond...
Yeah. Joe.
Hello?
Bid it. We're out of time.
Ah, man. Every time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Neon Jazz.